Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate prides itself on its academic success, but there's a lot more to the school than that. Every year, the staff and students do lots of work for the local community and beyond, and a huge amount of that is driven by the charity committee.
Hi, I'm Claire Speck and I'm in charge of the charity committee. We have about 40 students who are in the charity committee, ranging from year 6 up to year 13, so a very broad spectrum of students. The charity committee is a very large committee because we've never gone below 35 or 40 students, and I think that they definitely come along with the idea that they want to get involved, they want to feel that they can do something. And I have students coming up to me who I don't necessarily know or teach, and they will say, my friend's brother has got cancer, I want to do something to help him, what can we do? You know, so they come up with these ideas, and I think it's that kind of helplessness, what can I do about it? Can I raise some money? Can I raise awareness? What can I do? So I think it makes them feel that they've been able to do something.
Claire introduced me to some of these students involved in the committee. What made them want to join?
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm in the charity committee.
Hi, I'm Karina, and I'm in year 13, and I'm Edward's colleague. I joined the school in September 2015 as well, and I decided to join the charity committee. I didn't know anyone, so I thought this was a way of making friends. And I really enjoy organizing events and helping people.
We spend a lot of time trying to raise awareness for a lot of the charities that we work for, because we have some set up events that are going to raise money, like Non-Uniform Day and things like that. So we spend a lot of time choosing which charity that money should go for and trying to raise awareness for charities that aren't necessarily as well known as some of them that are out there.
We do loads of things from, for example, for Valentine's Day, we sell roses, or each term we have non-uniform days, and with like the help of the committee, we come up with different ideas of raising money. And I think it's really important to raise awareness for different charities from not only UK but also from around the world.
And there are some particularly effective fundraising ideas.
We do a lot of tuck chops. Yeah. People like buying sweets and drinks and things like that, so we raise quite a lot of money. Sometimes we raise about £400 in a week from selling tuck chops and things.
I think that's the most effective way of raising money until now. We also do raffles, but
Not as effective as food. We drew a chalk daisy outside and asked people to come and put their spare change in it, just because we were raising money for the Daisy Garland Trust. It's just little things that, you know, make people think about what they're doing and raise little bits here and there.
So how do the committee decide what they're going to do?
We talk in the committee, we just have an open discussion. People come up with ideas. We sort of think whether things will work or not, how risky some things are. I mean, we started selling ice lollies last year in the summer, which is always a bit risky because then it started raining the next week. And it's always a bit worrying whether we've got those ice lollies and I'm going to sell them or not.
All sounds good. How much have the committee raised, and what charities have they raised money for?
Last year, for example, we raised 15,000 in total, and about 2,000 went to each house charity.
So this year our local charity has been York Arclight. Our national charities were LEPRA, which is an organisation which supports sufferers from leprosy. We've had Teenage Cancer Trust and the Brain Tumour Charity. The last two were chosen specifically because we've lost members of our school community to those two dreadful diseases, and so students really felt they wanted to support them. Next year, one of our local charities is Martin House. We're also going to be supporting SUDEP, which is to do with sudden death in epilepsy, because we have also members of our school community who have experience of that. Parkinson's Trust, because students want to raise awareness of Parkinson's. And the last one is PETA, which is Ed's charity that he really wanted us to get involved in terms of animal cruelty and things like that, so something a bit different.
And there are some big events that have involved the local community in the fundraising efforts.
I'm Louise Woodward and I'm the Director of Creative Arts. Last year we did our whole school production of Phantom of the Opera, and on the final night we held a huge charity gala dinner which was in conjunction with Knaresborough Rotary Club, and we supported two charities for that. One was Shelterbox and the other was ABF, the Soldiers Charity. So we did a lot of work in the lead up to the gala dinner and the production, priming the kids and giving them assemblies and giving them lots of information about these charities so that they knew where all the fundraising was going to. And then the actual charity gala dinner was fantastic, and we had a big raffle there. We had lots of people visiting, and it was just a really lovely event to round off what was a very successful production.
Earlier this year, we caught up with the representatives from the Rotary and two charities as they were handed the cheque from the event.
I'm Brian Souter. I'm from Knaresborough Rotary Club. We're very grateful to Queen Ethelburga's as a whole family, as a place, as an organisation, for becoming involved. And we look forward to future collaboration on some other projects, which I'm sure we will all benefit from, both those who receive and those who give.
Barney Bombrick, I'm the regional director for ABF for Soldiers Charity based in the Kentucky Garrison. And we are the Army's national charity, so we help injured servicemen, veterans and their families in times of genuine need. The money that's been raised by these fantastic students will undoubtedly touch the lives of many, many people. The North East, the Yorkshire and the Humber is probably one of the largest recruiting areas for the Army in the country. And from that, you can guess that a lot of the need exists in this particular region.
Stephen Woodcock, I'm the district coordinator, the Rotary district coordinator for Shelterbox. Shelterbox is an international disaster relief charity. It was founded in the 2000s as a millennium project by one individual. A Rotary club in Helston in Cornwall had the idea of starting this. This chap, Tom Henderson, had been a Navy diver. He'd travelled around the world with the Navy. He didn't recognise that there wasn't a charity that was specifically dedicated towards providing shelter. So that's how it started.
As a former teacher, I know that it's very important to get young people involved in thinking about others. It's so easy to go about your life and just think about yourself and be involved. To think about what's happening to other people, to be able to reach out and help other people in some way is wonderful. What I've found after many, many years being involved with Rotary is that that old adage, it's not so much giving, it's receiving that is the wonderful gift. And when you give to a charity, when you help other people, the good feeling that you get is unbeatable. And I'm sure these young people, when they realise just what they've achieved, I'm sure that they will enjoy that.
Well, let's see what the students think. Does Edward agree about the benefits of raising money for charity?
Going back to when we have events and when the students come, and a lot of them do ask what it's for, and you do see some people hesitating before they take part when they don't actually understand what it's for, and then you can explain to them that it is to help someone. We've got a student who's got this kind of illness, and then they do take a lot more interest, and you do get a lot of people who change their mind and do take part because they know that they're sort of indirectly helping their fellow students and things like that. I also do like the fact that because we've got some young members of the charity committee, I'm not sure when I was in year six I took pay that much attention to charity, and I think it's nice that they do and that they'll grow up thinking about that. They might spend their entire school time in the charity committee, and then when they come out of that they're going to have a better outlook on life and might try and help charities in the future. I think it's really good that we've got some younger people get involved, even when they're just buying things from the tuck shop, just being aware of charities.
To find out more about life at Queen Ethelburga's, visit the website at qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.